Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to All About Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Well, welcome to the show on this morning, Wednesday. It is Wednesday. Another day, another opportunity to get it right. Another opportunity to live what you have on the inside of you, to see your dreams touch down in a reality. That's right, to see your dreams touch down in a reality. Today is another day to be awake, to be fully alive, to be fully enjoying. You know, there's one thing that we've seen over and over around the country, the devastation that we've been seeing lately. It just appears to be popping up so regular. Now, of course, we are used to things happening. That is simply nothing new. But the frequency and the magnitude of what is happening has seemed to have stepped itself up a bit. And so what are we left with? I tell you, if there was ever a time for you to release your power, now would be it. You know, things are wrapping up. There's no time to waste. There's no time to waste. And so we need to take the opportunity to do all that we can to live out our innermost goals and achievements and accomplishments. We need to live them out. We don't need to waste any more time. There's no need to hold back. You know, there are people who, when we talk to, usually when I do one of my life-changing seminars, and well, for those of you, some of you experience those life-changing moments each and every day, and certainly you come here to All About Entrepreneurs, or you've been following with Coach Lalisa down through the years, and we've been here on online on radio, and you notice that we've often asked people the question, where is the richest place in the whole world? And, you know, we say that a lot of people left this side of heaven. They never got a chance to birth out their idea, their baby, so to speak. But they never got a chance to build that business, start that organization, that agency, that nonprofit. They never got an opportunity to write their book for many, many reasons. People put it off, put it off, and put it off. Well, I want to give you 8 reasons today to not put it off, so to speak. I want to give you 8 reasons that you want to release your power. Okay, so the very, very first reason that I'm going to give you for releasing your power is that it's your duty. You know, it is your duty to release your power. You know, when I was in the military, we often talked about duty. You know, do you have the duty to do something? What's the duty? And so it is your duty to release your power. And you should do it just because it's your duty, okay? In other words, it's your ability, it's your assignment, it's your responsibility. That's what we meant in the military. It's your duty. It's just like having a responsibility. In other words, you have a responsibility to other people, the things that you have down on the inside of you. You have a duty to, well, to your creator, number one, to your family members, to your friends, to people in the world who need what you have, your ideas, your gifts. So number one, it's your duty. Number two, your freedom, when you release your power, it takes you to a level of freedom that you really won't experience anywhere else. You see, some people are looking for freedom in the alcohol bottle. Some people are looking for freedom in all kind of wickedness. Some are involved in extramarital affairs looking for freedom. Some people are getting addicted to drugs and prescription drugs. Why? Looking for freedom. Some people are literally going broke looking for that freedom, which you will never find it in any of those places, because it's inside of you and it's something that needs to be released. And so that's the second reason. So the first reason is duty, and the second reason is because it gives you a level of freedom. Now, the third reason, and I think it's an important reason, is that it will motivate you. Yeah, releasing your power, it motivates you, and it keeps you going. It keeps you excited. It's like it sends you on a discovery journey that you can't even imagine. So definitely, that is another good reason to release your power, because it will give you that motivation, okay? So you got motivation, you got that freedom, you got that sense of duty. Now, the fourth thing is, in another reason to really to release your power is because you want to live, you want to leave here empty. That's right. You want to empty out all that is within you. You don't want to be left with anything. You want to empty out, just like, you know, anything, a cornflake box, okay? Do you throw the box away half full? No. Do you throw the box away quarter full or three quarters full? No. You empty out the box and then you throw it out. Same thing with a can of juice or a can of soda. You drink it and you drink the entire can, and then you throw it away. You know, anything really, really valuable, we use it up before we discard it. And so, likewise, that's what you want to do with your life. You want to use your life up, and release your power can show you exactly how to do that. So I'm just giving you reasons that these are reasons for you to release your power. Now, another reason to release your power, believe it or not, you may not have thought about this, but this is a reason. Let's just say you want a promotion at work. Let's say you have some particular job, and you like your job, you like the company, but you've reached a plateau in where you're at and what you're doing and your responsibilities and that level where you are. So you want to go higher. You want a promotion. Well, believe it or not, reading Release Your Power can help you. And the reason for this is because so many people are stuck in a lot of places and they're not quite sure where. So you need to release your power so that you can get unstuck. So if you want a promotion at work, that's another reason to release your power. Another thing, because when you want to go for a promotion, usually you got to step outside yourself. You got to go outside the box. You really have to communicate with other people. Now, another reason that you want to release your power is because you want to start your own business. In other words, you want to become an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, you absolutely need to release your power. Oh my goodness, if there was ever a segment of the population that needed to release their power, it's certainly an entrepreneur. Yes, that's right. Entrepreneurs need to release your power. So I definitely would love your feedback on these. We're up to number 6. We still have 2 more to go. I said that I was going to give you 8 reasons for releasing your power. Now, if you can certainly inbox me on Facebook. We do have a Release Your Power page. I have an All About Entrepreneurs page. There's my Standard Coach Lolisa page. There is a fan page. I have several pages on Facebook and about 9 different groups that I've created on Facebook. So there is an All About Entrepreneurs group. There's a Release Your Power group. There's an Empower to Release My Power group. There is a page on Facebook for our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So there are many, many pages and groups on Facebook where you can contact me or leave a message. And I do. I check them each and every day. So if you leave a message there, I will get it. There's also events. Oh, there are so many events coming up. We're excited about it. So being an entrepreneur. So, again, the first thing is because it's your duty. There is a sense of freedom. You will be motivated. You want to empty out. You need that promotion at work. Or you want to be an entrepreneur, start a business, start an association, start some type of community program, or just start a program. You could have want to start a program in your house of worship in wherever you go. You may want to start a program on your job or somewhere. So these are all reasons that you need to release Can you say release your power, release. We've made a little song for it. Release your power today. Yeah, you got to release your power today, not tomorrow. Now, we know we always used to say tomorrow's not promised to you. Now, people realize that now. With this last tragedy over in Oklahoma, no, it wasn't a bombing this time. It was a tornado. Tornado whipped through city there more. Think about that little commercial, the little girl goes, more. There's an actual city called More, and it's tornado and level 5 or something like that. Touchdown. I mean, I watched footage of this. Somebody was able to tape. They said they're going to use this person's footage on in textbooks for years to come, and they don't know how many years either, but they're going to use it in classrooms and studies and all kind of ways. Some citizen there was able to get some excellent footage of this powerful tornado. And so yes, being an entrepreneur. Now, another reason you need to release your power is when you have a child. So that's whether you're and get married, so the whole family bit. So that's whether you're the male or the female, it doesn't matter. If you're the husband or the wife, it doesn't matter, the male or the female. You have a child, you get married, you definitely need to release your power. Trust and believe me on that one. I've been married 23 years, and yes, you need to really, you want to be married, you got to release your power. You must. For married couples, this is a must. Okay? And then the last reason to release your power, you need to release your power so that you can be you. You want to just, that's the reason, just to be, because you want to be yourself. You want to be who you really are. You want to be authentic. You don't want to have to worry about being like anybody else. You don't want to have any jealous, ill feelings about what other people have and what they're doing and why they're doing this and how come they get that. If you want to obliviate that, if you want to totally wipe that out, then you want to release your power. That's the only way you're going to do it. Other than that, you're going to constantly be somewhere feeling like someone has something that you don't. You know, that's what's at the heart of a lot of these people robbing and stealing and killing, and because they want stuff that they don't have. And it's too bad they won't go and release their own power. Too bad. Shame on them. Shame on them. But they would rather take from someone else instead of releasing their own power. There are individuals who will run the risk of living a life of depression versus going forth, going forward, and releasing their power. I'm telling you, folks, this is serious, serious business. However, there is a serious answer, and that answer is to release the power. And so we will be on the Woman's Radio program this coming Saturday. I encourage people to tune in. You will be hearing more about Release Your Power. Now, here's the thing. There is a book out there entitled Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And yes, yes, yes. So if there was ever a time to release your power, the time is certainly among us, upon us. It is right here and right now. And so we will be on that radio show coming this coming Saturday. We also have planned a Release Your Power workshop where we will go into a little bit of depth and help people to apply these strategies to their lives. That's coming up on June 8th in the city of Newark, New Jersey. We just recently did the Release Your Power party. It was, oh my God, it was awesome. It was fun. And so this is a party where individuals will get a taste of coaching. And so we want to coach people into expressing and becoming their authentic self and living out their God-given purpose in life. They're utilizing their God-given talents, gifts, skills, and abilities in a way that magnifies and brings God glory. That's what we do. And so but what makes the party that was so interesting, it's high impact. It has nuggets of wisdom. It was fun, upbeat, up tempo. There were gifts, cakes. It was just like a party. Now, the workshop will have a different feel to it, but it will definitely be interactive. It will be highly interactive. Again, it is a coaching program, but for those individuals who want to do the online coaching with Coach Lalisa, we are in the process of training other people who want to train on the Release Your Power strategies. We just want to train people on the Release Your Power strategies. We will be training. We will set up the training for individuals who want to enter the training program. They can do that. There is an associated cost with that, but certainly you can inbox me. We are looking for trainers. We will train you on the Release Your Power systems and how to use it, how to apply it. So we're absolutely excited about that. The training is $1,350. If anyone wants to sign up for it, they can, but we are excited. Also, We have the online coaching. So we're just excited and we're thankful. But we wanted to give you those eight reasons to release your power. So if one of these reasons is something that you feel is a reason that you that resonates with you and you would like to work further with me, please contact me outside of beyond this radio broadcast, and I will certainly work with you. But just to recap those eight reasons. Number one, it is your duty. So you want to find out what's in you so we can get it out. The second thing was the level of freedom that is attained and achieved and accomplished when you release your power. That level of motivation. A lot of people, they get halfway through something and then they give up. Why? Why do you lose your motivation? What's that all about? So this is another reason to release your power. Once you release your power, you will learn the trick to staying motivated. Yes, I've tapped into it. I've discovered it. I'm not the only one. Many other people have done so as well, but they're not on this radio show. I'm here. So I'm telling you there's an actual place where you can be where you can stay motivated. And so I'm excited to be able to teach people how to keep their motivation high, how to stay motivated. And another reason was that, remember, you want to be empty when you leave here, just like a soda. It's like remember that box of cornflakes? You don't throw it away until it's empty. Yes? You go buy soap. You buy that liquid soap or whatever. You empty that thing out. You empty that bottle out before you throw it out. Empty out before you throw it out. And then the next one was that promotion. You're in line for that promotion at work. You want to get that promotion at work. But you want to release your power, because if you get the promotion and you don't release your power, you may not keep the promotion. And a lot of times in order to get the promotion, you need to have first released your power to even get noticed or to get selected. And certainly releasing your power, even if you're noticed and there's others in competition, you release your power, it puts you ahead of the competition, gives you that competitive edge. Another reason was because you want to be an entrepreneur. Certainly, if you're going to start a business, you need to release your power. If you're not going to release your power, you may as well just keep working for someone else. Because if you don't release your power and you're a business owner, you're going to have probably not that very much of a successful business, or you may end up closing your business. And so you want to apply all of these reasons, certainly when you start a business. And then finally, there's two more. And then there's was when you want to have a family, have a child, have children, have a family. This could have been the top 10 things, and this would have been number one, other than if I was going in descending order. They're probably about right. And maybe I should change the title and say the top 8 things people need to do to release their power. No, this is the reasons you need, but I'll come up with the things you need to do in order to release your power. Now, number eight, top 8 things. The top 5 answers on the board. We're going to play, Steve. That's my husband's always saying that. But have child, okay, have children, have a family, however you want to look at it. Better release that power. You know what I know with these kids today. You better release all the power you got and then some. And you marry? What? If you think that you're going to be married in this day and age with all of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, cell phones, iPhones, smartphones, iPad, handheld devices, if you think for a moment that you're going to be in a marriage today without releasing your power, you really, 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 really need to check your thoughts, because, listen, it's serious out here. And so, number eight, I'll give it to you again. Again, if you missed the first part of the broadcast, we thank you for tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs. Make sure you tune back in tomorrow, Thursday, for another exciting topic. Number 8, authenticity. You want to be the authentic you. You want to, that's another reason to release your power. Aren't you tired of not living up to what you are feeling and sensing and discerning that is down on the inside of you? Aren't you tired of not doing what you know God has told you and showed you that you can do? Well, I tell you, it is time to have the life that is on the inside of you. It is time to bring that baby out. Bring it forth, birth that thing. You know, Bishop T.D. Jakes said, work that thing out. I said, birth that thing. You got to get that thing out. You got to birth it. You got to get it out. You got to release your power. Release, release, release your power today. We should be coming definitely to a city near you, 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 and you. If you would like to invite us too, if you want to experience what happens at a Release Your Power party, we will have the website up soon where you can just go to the website. You can look at videos. You'll be able to look at pictures from past parties. You will be able to register your party, and we will bring this party to you. And there are some basic requirements in order for us to do that, but we will absolutely love to come. So that's all we have time for. We're just down to 60 seconds. I'm not at a computer, so I can't do the standard song and, you know, ain't no stopping us now. You know, that's my standard way I open and close, but we're not at a computer this morning, so we can't do that. But we will be headed toward New York City later today, over there taking care of some business, setting up a sales team in New York City for the Release Your Power products and brands. If you or anybody you know would be interested in being a team member or being on the sales team, we are looking for 10 sales leaders in different cities. So if you would, in different states. So we have a sales leader for the state of New York. I'm going to meet with her today. And I believe I have a leader, a sales leader. I think we have Ohio covered and Georgia. So if you are in a state where you want to be the Release Your Power sales leader, please contact me right away. This is something that has never happened before. So if you want to be the first for this, then if you want to get on this and say, you know, I helped something get started, I was there in the ground up, I watched it grow, I've seen it grow to this great thing, and to be a part of that, then give me a contact call. I believe we definitely have a person for the Maryland area, for the state of Maryland, but there's Virginia, and there's other areas. So until tomorrow, hold it down, but with whatever you do, make sure you adopt at least one of these reasons, or you may have more, for releasing your power. Go to my website, release-your-power.com, for more information about how you can get involved in releasing your power and helping others to release their power to be a success in life. Well, it's been Coastal Elisa. It's been my sincere, sheer pleasure to come to your home, car, jail cell, hospital room, office, complex, cubicle, wherever you may be. We thank you for allowing us to share this time with you. Have an awesome, powerful, wonderful day, and keep on getting up. Because in reality, see, you got to know that your perception is your reality. In reality, there ain't no stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Well, you guys just love saying that. Well, have a great day, everybody.